Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Ashley.
And we are
two girls and a bottle of wine. Because men love boobs.
And girls love wine. Happy Monday.
Yay.
Yay. Kind of felt a little spring-like today here in Denver, Colorado.
It was gorgeous out today.
Yeah. And then I come home from work and it's like blowing.
Chilly, I know.
What's up with the winds here?
I don't know.
Like, did the mountains decide to stop protecting us?
Are they striking? It must be coming from the east because there's no mountains on the east.
Oh. Look at you using your brain.
Yeah. Sometimes.
It's been so, like, nice.
Up and down.
And then it gets cold. Like, Steve and I went to a movie last week, and it was, like, 60 degrees that day. We come out of the movie, and it's like Mother Nature was throwing snowballs at my face.
I know.
There were big chunks of snow, and I couldn't even drive. I'm like, here you go, Steve. You take the wheel.
It's been like that. Like, last week I went running one day, and it was, like, 60 degrees. The next day, I was seriously thought I was going to be blown off the track. And then today, I had, like, not shorts, but knee-length running pants, and, like, I was like, oh, it's beautiful out, and now I'm in a sweater, and it's supposed to, like, rain or snow tomorrow.
Welcome to Colorado. Like, in Missouri, they used to say, if you don't like the weather, just wait 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
They got nothing.
Like, yeah, Colorado is truly...
It is crazy. But I'm happy that we have the sunshine that we have.
Yeah, I'll take... If I have to deal with a little bit of colder at night, just to have some sunshine during the day, versus, like,
love it.
10 days of cold, I'm good.
Right. So, the Oscars are coming up next Sunday.
They are. That's crazy. It's award season now.
I can't believe it. Yeah, it is. It is. It's like the best time of the year, award season. Don't you love it? Because, like, you get to see all these dresses and the fashion.
I like the fashion part of it.
You were looking apprehensive, like you didn't want to agree with me.
Well, because I tend to not get to watch all of them.
Right.
And sometimes...
So television hog.
Yeah, and sometimes I get, like... I'm very opinionated, you know that.
I know.
So
I know.
I get really mad if the movies I don't want to win or, like, people perform that I don't like.
Speaking of performers, we're both excited about who's going to be performing at the Oscars. And I don't even remember people performing at the Oscars. Do you?
You know,
I have a horrible memory.
Yeah, I can't. Like, I think the problem, because it becomes a season, I start to, like, my
Everything
award shows
blurs.
Start to blend together. Like, I'm like, wait, which one was the music one versus the movies versus the, you know, like.
Right.
So, I don't know. But this person just recently performed at
The Grammys. Which makes sense because she's a musical talent. She's a musical, like, superstar.
She is.
I love her.
And didn't she also perform at the MTV ones that just recently happened, the VMAs?
If you're going to have a music award show, she's going to be on the list of performers.
Yes.
If your musical award show is not country.
But I feel like she performed at the MTV video music. Oh, duh.
It's music.
It's awesome. What's the other one?
The Golden Globes?
What's the other? Doesn't MTV do two?
I don't think so. The video... Awards?
MTV Movie Awards. Yeah, they do
movie
too.
Awards.
Didn't she perform at the Movie Awards also?
Not that I remember. But again, I don't have a good
memory. Anyway, here we are, like, keeping these listeners guessing.
Yeah, who are we
talking about?
Talk about it, Ashley, because
it
is the story in front of
Pink.
Me. Pink.
And she is, I mean, if you've seen any of her recent performances.
I just got to say, her Grammy performance, I am still just like, wow.
Yeah. Even, like, I want to say it was like a year ago she performed at something, and I was like, wow. Like, I'm still blown away because she does all these acrobatics, and she sings, and I don't know how she does it, and she comes down flying from the air, and it's like...
She's an aerial artiste.
She's amazing. But yeah, so she's going to be performing at the Oscars. I don't think they've mentioned, you know, they haven't really mentioned at all what she'll be performing.
I don't care.
But, yeah, she's going to be there. She's all over the place, and she is blowing up.
Steve and I just watched a movie recently. It was on our DirecTV On Demand. It was called Thanks for Sharing.
Okay.
And she was in it.
Huh.
As an actress.
Interesting.
It was great. Huh. I highly recommend it. Like, 4 Hot Pink stars out of 5.
Okay, I'll have to check
really
that
out. It's called Thanks for Sharing, and I think you can find it on demand, whatever you have.
Okay.
I didn't find it on Netflix.
The thing to note, though, is that this is one of the first times, I guess it's like a rarity that somebody who doesn't have an Oscar-nominated song is performing at the Oscars.
That's how awesome she is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you go, Pink.
Go you.
She was here in Denver, and neither one of us went. What the heck is wrong with
us?
What
were we thinking?
I think it sold out, and, like, bam.
Miley Cyrus was coming to Denver.
I'm good. I think I'm busy that night.
I just don't think I can afford that in my budget because
right. I think that was the pink thing. I think tickets went on a sale like right before the holidays, and I was like,
yeah,
I can't be selfish.
That's why I didn't go to Justin Timberlake.
Right. So let's talk about some of the. We're just gonna. I think we've gone through a lot of the nominees before, but mm-hmm. I want to recap because I'm all about the recapping.
Sounds good.
We want to go over best actor in a leading role, best actress in a leading role, and then best picture in a leading role.
Are we
best
gonna
picture?
Best period, picture not period. In a leading role. Are we gonna put in what we are? Who we think is gonna win?
Sure.
Okay.
I think my screenshot cut off the actresses though. So why don't you start with the actors?
Okay. So best actor in a leading role is Christian Bale for American Hustle, Bruce Dern for Nebraska, Leonardo DiCaprio in The Wolf of Wall Street. Oh boy. I'm going to butcher this.
Chiwetel I got that name last time.
Ejiofor in 12 Years a Slave and Matthew McConaughey in Dallas Buyers Club.
Who are you rooting for?
I'm going to go with Leonardo DiCaprio because I have a newfound obsession for him. Like, it's almost on the level of my Pauly D obsession.
What?
I know. And I was never a Leo fan. However, I kind of want to root for Matthew McConaughey. I have not seen Dallas Buyers Club.
You need to see it.
But because I've been watching True Detective, I have reestablished my Matthew McConaughey obsession as well. And then again, I've always had a Christian Bale obsession. So any of the three, I am rooting for.
I'm rooting for Matthew McConaughey because I have seen the movie and dang.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So best actress in a leading role, we have Amy Adams in American Hustle, Kate Blanchett in Blue Jasmine, Sandra Bullock in Gravity, Judi Dench in Philomena, and Meryl Streep in August Osage County. I am going to go with Meryl Streep.
I'm going to go the same. I have not yet seen that movie, and I need to go see it before the Oscars.
What? You're slacking. You should be going to a movie every single night this week.
I know, but...
Maybe two on Friday and Saturday.
I have nobody to go see that with.
What?
Joey will not go see that chick flick. So, I really, really, really want to see that movie, though, because one, I love Julia Roberts, and two, I love Meryl Streep, and three, I've just heard it is... From everybody, I've heard it's phenomenal. The only reason that I think that it may, that she may not win, and I think Amy Adams might pull out the win in American Hustle, is just because I feel like there was more, I just feel like August of Osage County wasn't as well advertised. Like, I don't know
and
that.
And that's sad.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of Facebook chatter about August of Osage County.
Did you?
Yeah. Like, maybe it's because I have cool friends. They didn't need to advertise. I'm like, what is this?
I definitely want to see it. I definitely do. It's on my list.
All right. Go through the Best Picture nominees.
Best Picture, we've got American Hustle, Captain Phillips, Dallas Buyers Club, Gravity, Her, Nebraska, Philomena, 12 Years a Slave, and The Wolf of Wall Street.
What are you going to go with? You have to pick one. Only one. Only one person can win, even though it's 2013.
I'm going with The Wolf of Wall Street.
Okay.
I love that. Did you see that movie?
No, yet? Too many F-bombs.
It was so good.
Steve went and said that he liked it, but it was a little long.
It was a really good movie.
I'm going to go with Her. Yep, I know. And Steve will probably be shocked if he listens to this podcast, because that was a weird movie. But, again, it got it. It got to me. In a good way and a bad way, but a good way. It was just.
Do you
Joaquin
think that
Phoenix was amazing?
Do you think that enough people watched it though?
Yes. Again, my Facebook. Everyone was talking about Her.
Cause everybody that I talked to was like, I don't know if I could sit through that movie. Like, I don't know if I can handle
that's
that
how
movie.
I was. And like, Steve it's weird. Really wanted to go, and I'm like, fine, we'll go. Movie date night. Buy me popcorn, and it was awesome.
Interesting.
I didn't regret going. And you know okay. me. Sometimes I regret going to movies.
The only thing I was shocked at is that Tom Hanks wasn't nominated for Captain Phillips.
Yeah, he put on a great performance.
That was a phenomenal movie.
Like the end when he got saved and he was crying. I was crying.
When he was in
oh
shock.
My gosh.
Yeah. Oh my god. Well, we just killed the movie for everybody.
Oh crap.
Sorry. Spoiler alert. 5 seconds ago.
Yeah. I'll put that on our yeah. Well, it was based on a true story and everyone knows he made it out.
Oh, that's true.
Because that was something I was a little annoyed with going into watching that movie. I was like, well, I know he survives. That sucks.
True.
Yeah.
I really spoil it.
All right. So when you got engaged, one of our favorite Gossip Girls got engaged. Leighton Meester?
Leighton Meester, yep.
She played Blair Waldorf. And you're like, we're going to get married at the same time. You are slacking. Her and Adam Brody walked down the aisle already.
I know. It was a surprise. That's the way to do it. I'm all on board she did.
You're going to give your dad a heart attack.
Well, clearly we're not doing that. Right. We've already put down the deposit.
Full swing.
But yeah. And it was 3 months after the news of their engagement in public.
Right. You think she's pregnant?
No.
What if she is? Are you going to be sad?
I'll be heartbroken.
Yeah.
My idol just will have to just fall.
Speaking of pregnant, Christina Aguilera is pregnant with baby number 2.
Which I didn't even
and
know.
And daddy number 2.
Okay, so I didn't even know she won Had a Man.
Well, I think it was within the last month or so was announced that she was engaged to Matthew Rutler.
Do you think she got engaged because she knew that she was pregnant?
Yes. And you know what? I feel bad. She's like dropped all this weight and looks amazing. And now she's going to.
Like Jessica Simpson.
The baby weight. I know. Yeah. Like I feel bad for those girls. My best friend actually has done that now twice. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I feel like you got to boom, boom, like knock them out so that then you can just get yourself back in
right.
shape. Maybe.
Maybe. Let me know how that goes for you.
I will.
Do you watch Dancing with the Stars?
I think I used to. And I do depending on if the cast. Unless there's if there's
Snooki. You liked Snooki.
I love Snooki. I usually root for the NFL players or the sports players. I know that's weird because they tend to win.
Right. They're athletic already.
So
were you a Brooke Burke fan? Brooke Burke, that's hard to say.
It is.
She's got an amazing body.
I think
and she has a million kids.
Stunning. Yeah, I think she's stunningly gorgeous. However, and I was really excited that she was, going to be on, she was the host of Dancing with the Stars. However, after watching her on Dancing with the Stars, I kind of got this impression of her that she felt like she was better than, this was way below her.
Really?
I don't know, sometimes the things she would say or her, the presence of her would just really rub me the wrong way. So I'm kind of glad she's being replaced.
Wow. Do you know anything about the girl that's replacing her except the fact that she looks like our coworker, ex-coworker for you, Jamie?
Erin Andrews, yes, she's a sports reporter, so you wouldn't know this, but if you watch, football games or things like that, she's actually does reporting on the sidelines.
Doesn't she look like Jamie Price?
She does, and okay. She's really gorgeous.
And so because
that
Price.
Was yes, but that was a big thing. It was oh my god, she's so gorgeous, and she is an ESPN sports. She knows sports.
How does she not get hit on constantly?
I'm sure she did, but
sexual
I'm
harassment
excited.
Like HR nightmare.
I'm excited because I do like her.
So will you watch it this season just to see how that goes if she is the person?
Yeah, I think it's important to keep change. American Idol kind of changes it up a little too much. But after a while, you get tired of seeing the same faces with their same catchphrases, yo, dog, or Paula Abdul crying, or,
Right. Right. That's American Idol.
That's what I'm saying. So, I like that American Idol switches it up, and I think that, other shows...
Do you think they purposely switched it up, or do you think people's egos and requirements price-wise have kind of forced them to switch it up?
I think they've definitely been forced to switch it up, but I think that keeps... It keeps people entertained, People who weren't, weren't into those fans, maybe now like the Keith Urban or the J-Lo or...
I love Keith Urban.
Yeah, so I think it brings in... If not.
Go ahead.
But I just think it brings in new crowds. And so I think that you have to continuously do that to be relevant.
That makes sense. But his new song, I Fell in Love in the Back of a Cop Car, you have to listen to it.
Okay.
I think it's right up your alley.
Okay.
Right? I kind of am liking the new David Nail song.
The one that I told you?
Even though I don't like him very much.
Anyway. I'm excited. I finally get to share country with you.
I know. So check it out. Promise me you'll check it out.
I will.
Get back to me next week.
I will.
Okay.
Which, can I just ask you this real quick? Because you posted on Twitter about the song that I love, Daughtry's Waiting for Superman. So I love that song, and I'm glad that you're on board with it. What genre would you define that song in, classify it in?
Adult contemporary? I don't know.
So I consider it, like, light rock.
Yeah.
So I put it on in the car because I'm thinking, like, Joey has this rule of, like, no country in the car, but...
Oh, Daughtry does have a bit of a country sound.
I do not get that vibe at all. I'm like, hello, he was going to be the frontman for Fuel. Like,
right.
He opened up for, like, Bon Jovi. Like, I just don't
maybe
see
you caught Joey at the wrong time.
Country.
So him. When I say adult contemporary, I kind of meant the same thing, like light rock.
Yeah.
I don't know where that word came from.
But I just don't think of him as country.
No. But okay. Yeah, I was driving, I wanted to make sure I was driving home the other night, and I was like, what is this song? And I Shazammed it.
Mm.
And I'm like, I really like this song. And so it gives you the option to post on Twitter. And I was like, okay. Not while I was driving. When I got home, I posted on Twitter.
Yeah. I love him.
So sad news today. Another actor died.
Oh, yes.
But yeah, Harold Ramis. He was 69 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know the name. But then when I saw the face, I was like, Ghostbusters.
Yes.
And Caddyshack?
Yes, and he was in something else recently.
Groundhog Day?
No.
Well, no, that wasn't recent, but that's what he was from.
But he was in something recently. I feel like I remember watching him in something recently.
I did not properly research, so I don't know. But, wow.
Sad
news.
And he was kind of young, you know, 69.
69, especially nowadays. People are living to be like 100 and something.
Did it say, do we know how he died?
I did not research that either. Thanks, Ashley.
Sorry.
You're really good at pointing out where I suck.
Well, clearly I didn't research it either.
All right.
I was trying to see if it was in there real quick, but...
I don't think it was. But sad news for him. He was very funny. And I remember him in Ghostbusters. He was probably my favorite. No? You always want to argue with me.
I've never seen Ghostbusters. Do you see why I was hesitant to say that?
Oh my gosh. Okay, next story. Robin Thicke, who Miley likes to grind on every once in a while, and whose wife came out and was like, it's all good after that whole ordeal. Well, now she and him are splitting up after 8 years of marriage. They're high school sweethearts, and she is freaking gorgeous.
Yeah, I just watched them at the Grammys on the red carpet.
Right. They said that we'll always love each other.
Oh, I hate that
line. We're best friends. However, we have mutually decided to separate at this time. Do you think the fame he's had recently has affected him?
Well,
it says that the pair were all smiles when they attended the Grammy Awards on January 26th, despite multiple reports of his infidelity.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know that it was... I don't know that I'd account it to fame, but I think that the fame for him has probably caused other things. I was going to say, I wouldn't be surprised if there was an infidelity thing there.
So sadly. So sad.
I really hate when high school sweethearts break up because it leaves me with like...
Stop it.
Little to no hope.
Stop it. I know several high school sweethearts that are still together. And they're just don't become famous. Work on that.
All right, guys. So we're only allowed to have so many followers because we can't get famous off the show.
Right. We just, yeah.
Well, in all fairness, LeBron James is very, very famous, and him and his high school sweetheart are still together.
There we go. So have you seen the Lego movie?
I haven't.
The song is in my head. I haven't seen it.
What
but
song?
Everything is awesome. Have
There's
you not
a song?
Seen the previews? I can't sing worth a lick, but everything is awesome.
Like, oh, yeah. Okay.
I walk around the house, and that just pops in my head. And I will belt it out because no one's here. And the dogs are like,
that's okay. I was listening to the Frozen song while I was driving
here.
Oh,
that's a sweet song. But anyway, Lego movie. Totally rocking the box office.
I'm telling you, kids' movies are the way to go.
Because parents are like, quiet time. movie time.
And then there's me, who just goes to see them on my own.
Right. And then another movie that came out on Friday, which I don't know where it ranked box office-wise, called 3 Days to Kill with Kevin Costner.
Mm-hmm. Came in second.
Oh, cool. Cool beans. Yeah. Steve and I went and saw that last week. That's actually the movie we saw where we came out and snowballs were being thrown in our face.
Oh.
I was very hesitant because I'm like, oh, another boy movie where things are getting blown up and everyone's getting shot. Which, that happened. But I loved the storyline. Like, there was actually a storyline.
Okay.
So I would give that one 4.5 hot pink stars out of 5.
And the girl in it, Amber Heard, isn't she the one who just got engaged to Johnny Depp?
I could see that.
I think so.
Yeah.
And Kevin Costner, I mean, what was the last thing he did?
I don't know, but he's looking good.
The last movie I could think of.
You probably would not agree with me. We have different taste in men. But I was impressed with his appearance.
I feel like the only two movies, this is going to sound horrible, I could think of with Bodyguard. Him in it is Bodyguard and...
Field of Dreams.
No, I was going to say, what's that one?
Because I said the same thing to Steve.
The like, Indian what? Movie where he plays the cowboy. You know what I'm talking about. Like that was what made him.
Oh, I think we have a poster upstairs of it.
My dad's
Steve is going to be so mad at me.
My dad's going to be so disappointed that I don't know it because I feel like I've watched it with
him. Steve is probably, if he's listening, yelling at the speaker right now. Like,
yeah.
You dumb girls. Okay. But I recommend that movie.
Okay.
And I want to go see the Lego movie.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah. Wow, there's so much to talk about this week. Like,
there are.
What am I missing? What am I missing?
Oh, goodness. Oh, I know what you're missing.
What?
The recall. Big recall.
Okay. Yeah. We were talking about this before the show.
We were.
I really wanted to get a Fitbit. And if you don't know what a Fitbit is, what are you laughing
Nothing.
At?
Nothing. Keep going.
It tracks stuff. Like your walks. How you walk, it tracks how you sleep. It has like something in it that will wake you up in a natural like manner. That it like starts out with like vibrations and wakes you up in a more natural way instead of my alarm going sorry butterfly. And it tracks your calories and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I really wanted to get one, but they're like $100 and something.
They are.
And I didn't. What? You want to say something. I see it in your face.
Well, so they've been recalled because about 2% of people are getting skin irritation.
2%.
Seems small.
I bet I would be one of those.
I would probably be one as well. I have a very sensitive skin. So my thoughts around this were, that's what you get.
For what?
For wanting to become a robot. So.
Okay. All right. Now. Hear me out. I already have apps that track my sleep. I have apps that I put all my food in and it tracks my calorie and exercise. I don't have it, but I've seen the pedometer apps.
Uh-huh.
I've never seen a pedometer that actually worked. And I feel like this one was going to be different. So I feel like we're already all kind of robots.
I think that you are lumping a lot of people in together with your so for
but
me.
You've used MyFitnessPal.
I did, and then I realized that, and maybe this is because I'm way too much of a perfectionist. For me, it stresses me out more when I've got something telling me, "Hey, guess what? You only took 5,000 steps today compared to your 7,000 yesterday." Because now it's 9 o'clock at night and I have to figure out a way to get those other 2,000 steps because there's no way that today could be worse than yesterday. And the same thing with like my fitness pal. I realized that I was starting to, like, I wasn't even enjoying food or anything anymore.
Like, think about like, wait, how many calories do I have left if I eat this?
Right. So I'd be like, well, I have to run for 5 miles to burn off this Hershey Kiss. Or, like, something stupid like that. Mm. And I'm like, it's one Hershey Kiss. Like, oh, before? Like, this whole craze of, like, being synced into everything and everybody knowing what you're doing. Our parents and our grandparents survived just fine not counting calories, not worrying about how many steps a day they took, not worrying about their sleep cycles, and waking up to an alarm clock. And I just think that... There's no need. Like, seriously, we are turning into robots. We are.
We are.
And it makes me sad. So as soon as I read this article, my thoughts were, that's what you get for trying to strap a metal band to your wrist 24/7. Like, that's what happens.
Yep.
So
I see your point.
And so come out with like a full-blown robot suit for some reason that humans would need to wear, I would imagine we're going to break out into skin irritation, because our skin is meant to be like, it's meant to hit air, and it's meant to, like, our extremities are meant to survive nature.
There you go.
I think that we baby ourselves too much.
Here you go. Let me help you off that soapbox.
Thank you. So there.
So if you have a Fitbit, they're doing a recall, and they're supposed to come out with a hypoallergenic one. That's the plan.
Or you could just worry about
being a robot.
Yeah, like,
that's going to be the title. Stop being a robot.
Stop being a robot. I had a gym class in college where we had to wear this, like, band around our chest and then a watch to track our heart rate.
Uh-huh. How long did you have to wear this?
Every gym class. And we had the gym class 4 out of the 5 days of the week.
Okay.
But then we were still supposed to work out 6 out of 7 days. So we were supposed to wear this and keep our heart rate. And that was part of the class, was keeping this journal. And I learned that, so I was getting, like, I was breaking out on my back. And I'm like, why am I breaking out my back? Oh, because I'm wearing this band while I'm sweating and it is trapping it against my skin. And you know what I learned about trying to worry about my heart rate?
What?
If you're sweating, you're doing it right. Like, it's very simple.
Wow.
And I didn't have to pay for that.
There we go.
There you go, guys. If you want to go get a heart rate monitor, instead of spending the $100, you could buy my book that tells you if you're sweating, you're doing it right.
All right. Last week, you told us you don't like Facebook or social media. This week, you just don't like being robots. Are you a LinkedIn user?
I have to be for work, right? Yeah. Otherwise, no, I wouldn't be.
So I have not discovered, and I haven't tried very hard, how to unfriend people on LinkedIn or unconnect.
Oh, yeah. I don't know that I've
I had a person I wanted to do that with, and I still have not been able to learn how to do that.
I think that I have done it, but I can't, like, recall the steps of how I went about it. I feel like
LinkedIn is not as user-friendly as Facebook. Like, when I log on to the website, I can't find my newsfeed. I have to, like, dig. The mobile app is much easier. Anyway, sorry. Tangent. Hmm. But anyway, LinkedIn has changed some of the way it works, and now you can block people on LinkedIn. So maybe instead of unconnecting or disconnecting, I'm going to go on and block.
I think that LinkedIn is so much easier to use than Facebook.
What?
Because Facebook has this stupid thing where it wants to show me the most popular stories.
Oh, see, I've just gotten to where I first log into Facebook. So now
I have to click. Like,
yeah.
Like, it will show me the same thing 5,000 times because it's still popular. I don't care that 5 people commented on somebody's status from last week. I saw that status last week.
Are you okay?
Yes. Do you have LinkedIn. Chocolate or something? I just hope that you know how, like, Facebook is buying all these things and they're changing things?
Right.
Please, whatever you do, LinkedIn, do not sell your souls to the Facebook devil.
That would have to be a lot of money. A lot. Please. A lot.
I like you, I like you, LinkedIn. I don't like you, Facebook.
So, are you a Nicki Minaj fan?
I am. And you know that was the big controversy when America did, because I love her.
Yeah, I like one of her perfumes, and I was sad when I discovered it was hers.
I like her songs.
Yeah. So, she is known for her wigs.
Do you know that for the longest time I didn't know they were wigs?
You thought she was just dying and cutting and
yeah, and I was like, why doesn't her hair die as fast as mine?
Wow.
Like, you know, because if I dyed my hair that often.
Well, I guess she's having the first ever music wig war. Try and say that 10 times fast. A celebrity hairstylist is seeking $30 million from Nicki Minaj, claiming that the rapper stole his designs for the colorful wigs that have been synonymous with the former American Idol judge. $30 million.
So,
I always can tell when your hamster wheel is moving.
I don't think he's going to win.
I don't think so either.
First of all, he used to work for her. Mm-hmm. So, he's probably a disgruntled person because she was like, I don't really need you anymore. I can get my wigs cheaper from someone else or make my own because I've got that kind of money. So, he's probably just disgruntled because he's not her wig guy anymore.
He got canned as the wig man.
And she's not the first to do this. Lil' Kim used to do it. So, if anything...
I kind of get them confused.
If anything, Lil' Kim should be suing this guy for ripping her off.
True that.
People are so happy.
They are.
I'm very opinionated today.
You know what I like to do? I like to shop online. And so, I think we should close out the show by talking about the Pharrell Williams hat from the Grammys that we talked about. That looks like the Arby's hat.
Yes, or the man in the yellow red in the yellow hat.
You could buy it on eBay, or you could as of this day when this story came out.
But he's doing it for charity.
Right, of course. They all do it for charity.
But I'm interested to see how much it goes for. These things go for, like, do you ever read those articles? They go for crazy amounts. I'm like, where do you get the money for this? And what the hell are you going to do with it? Sorry.
Right. You're fine.
Oh. But
don't you remember Kristen used to, like...
Yes. I'm trying to be better at
Did
that.
Did your dad give you a talking to?
No.
Oh, okay.
Funny though, he had a red one on at the NBA All-Star game.
That's what I heard.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, it's his Arby's hat. And I kind of thought he...
go shopping online, but I don't think that's up my alley.
Well, do you remember how Arby tweeted him after he wore the tan one too? So I almost wondered if he wore a red one to the NBA All-Star game because Arby's colors are red.
Oh. I didn't even think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Just to be like...
like, hey, maybe Arby is paying me to wear this red hat, or maybe I'm trying to get Arby's to tweet me again.
Is it his thing now?
I don't know. I don't like it, though.
You don't like it. All right. You know what I like? I like that you're here.
Thanks.
And you'll be back here next week. We're going to do Oscar the show week. A day early.
We are.
Because Janet will be traveling on Monday. So you guys can expect our show to be up on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So we won't be able to talk about the winners of the Oscars because they will not have happened yet. Just kind of a bummer.
It is a bummer.
Sorry. The following week.
Following
we'll be late.
We'll have something great to talk about.
Yeah.
Then. We always do.
Find us on Facebook, Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine, Twitter.
Yes.
Spreaker, Podbean, and how's our blog, Miss Ashley?
Ironically, I was going to post one today, but I was busy at work,
I had a brilliant idea
for it.
Take it, write it down.
I've got it. It was while I was being competitive on the track today.
Oh. So you'll be posting soon?
Yes, tomorrow.
How many people have heard that before?
Tomorrow.
Okay. I'm going to stop in my busy day and be like, blog posts.
Or you might pick up your phone and I might have already texted you and been like, blog posts is up.
Yay. I would love that. Mm-hmm. All right. You guys have a great week. We will be back next week.
See you then.
Bye.